Welcome to the Masthead for March 2024, brought to you by the Siemens Church Institute, all rights reserved. My name is Don Sheets. Mariners depend on SCI, and SCI depends on you. Support the Siemens Church Institute. In this issue, March 2024, 46 Annual Silver Bell Awards, SCI Chaplain Associate, Christens Campbell Towing Company's M.V. Christie Lee. ILO, IMO, Joint Tripartite Working Group focuses on violence and harassment in maritime. 2023 Annual Report. 2024 Maritime Training Benefit Luncheon. Safe Talk, Training for Suicide Prevention. SEMA contacted for navigational studies for new Brent Spence Bridge Construction Project. Thank you to our corporate sponsors, American Commercial Barge Line, Ingram, Trinity Church, Wall Street, American Bureau of Shipping, Kirby, McAllister, MSC, Moran, Tote, and Seward & Kissel, LLP. 46th Annual Silver Bell Awards Dinner, Thursday, June 13, 2024, Pier 60 at Chelsea Piers, New York, New York. 6 p.m. registration and cocktails, 7:30 p.m. dinner and awards. Registration is open now, Thursday, June 13, 2024. The Siemens Church Institute is excited to gather friends, supporters, and colleagues from across the maritime industry at the 46th Annual Silver Bell Awards Dinner. We are proud to honor Silver Bell Award John C. Hadjipateras, Chairman, CEO, and President, Dorian LPG, LTD. Distinguished Service Award Beth Ann Rooney, Port Director, Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. SCI's purpose and practice to serve the mariner are made possible through the support of our generous Silver Bell Awards Dinner sponsors, and we remain extremely grateful to our donors. For more information on this event or to participate as a sponsor, contact silverbell@siemenschurch.org or call 202-719-8057. Chaplaincy, the heart of SCI. SCI Chaplain Associate Christens Campbell Towing Company's M.V. Christie Lee. As chaplains and chaplain associates of the Siemens Church Institute, it is a privilege to be invited to officiate at a boat christening. And whenever possible, we will always do our best to answer the call to bless a vessel before her maiden voyage. Most recently, Campbell Transportation Company, CTC, invited SCI to christen their new towboat, the M.V. Christie Lee. SCI Chaplain Associate, the Reverend Dr. Charlie Sternberg, also Episcopal Deacon at St. John the Divine Church in Houston, Texas, performed the service in Galveston, Texas on February 27, 2024. The ceremony kicked off with a warm welcome from CTC's CEO, Peter Stefich. This was followed by statements from Dan Kobieta, CFO of the company, and his wife, Christy Lee, for whom the boat was named. The Reverend Sternberg, a native of Galveston, then welcomed visitors to the city and presented Mr. Stefich with a Bible, a merchant marine flag, and an accompanying certificate. He followed this with a few remarks, explaining the significance of a christening, likening it to a Christian baptism, and pointing out that Jesus himself was baptized on a waterway, the Jordan River. The Christie Lee was then christened in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, while Mrs. Kobieta broke the traditional bottle of champagne on her hull. The ceremony was followed by a delightful reception at a nearby dockside seafood restaurant. Center for Mariner Advocacy. ILO-IMO Joint Tripartite Working Group focuses on violence and harassment in the maritime sector. The International Maritime Organization, IMO, and the International Labor Organization, ILO, are working to address violence and harassment, including sexual harassment, bullying, and sexual assault within the maritime sector. With this focus, Phil Shiflin, Esquire, director of SCI's Center for Mariner Advocacy, attended a recent meeting of the IMO-ILO Joint Tripartite Working Group, JTWG, that convened in London, England, from February 27 to 29. Phil joined the discussion on strategies for prevention and resolution, legislative measures and policies and training. The JTWG offered several recommendations for consideration at upcoming meetings. Key proposals to the IMO-ILO included the adoption of consistent terminology around violence and harassment, raising awareness of the issue, mandatory training for seafarers regarding prevention, and the introduction of measures for member countries and shipping companies to address such issues, including the possibility of suspension or revocation of credentials for perpetrators. The JTWG also recommended that the appropriate entities consider amendments to the Maritime Labor Convention, 2006, MLC, 2006, aimed at defining and prohibiting shipboard violence and harassment, and establishing relevant policies and measures for presentation at the next MLC 2006 meeting in April 2025. This is important work, as a safe workplace is as important as safety procedures for equipment or vessels, Phil noted. And through these meetings, it appears we are on a path toward improved and universally accepted standards for maintaining mental health and personal safety for seafarers. For a complete synopsis of the February JTWG meeting, read Safety for Seas March 6 article, IMO and ILO Unite to Prevent Violence and Harassment in the Maritime Sector. The Seamen's Church Institute 2023 Annual Report. SEI's 2023 Annual Report offers a comprehensive overview of our impact and details how we deliver on our mission to support mariners and seafarers. Contact SCI if you would like a hard copy. Center for Maritime Education 2024 Maritime Training Benefit Luncheon, April 17, 2024, Houston, Texas. Join us. Event registration, sponsorship opportunities. Wednesday, April 17th, 11 a.m. registration, 11:30 to 1 p.m. luncheon. Join us for the Maritime Training Benefit Luncheon in Houston as we gather to celebrate excellence within the industry and to support SCI's mission-driven initiatives. This year, we will be honoring Lifetime Achievement Award Gary Osorno, President and CEO, Accutrans. Outstanding Trainer Award, Captain Pete Sierra Mataro, Director of Vessel Operations, Rivers Southern Duval. For more information on this event or to participate as a sponsor, contact mtbl at seamenschurch.org or call 202-719-8057. Chaplaincy, the heart of SCI. Safe Talk, training for suicide prevention. In my role as an SCI chaplain, I've witnessed my fair share of tragedies. The work of a mariner can be both demanding and dangerous at times. Often, we arrive on the scene after an incident has occurred. As we are equipped with training in Critical Incident Stress Management, CISM, we can assist crews and shoreside personnel dealing with loss or adversity. Yet alongside CISM, an equally vital skill set we chaplains possess is ASSIST. ASIST, Applied Suicide Intervention Skills Training, aimed at averting tragedies proactively. ASSIST, a comprehensive two-day workshop developed by Living Works, is grounded in over three decades of research data. Its aim is to equip individuals with the necessary skills to intervene effectively when someone is at risk of suicide. But recognizing the time constraints faced by many maritime companies, Living Works has also developed a condensed half-day program known as Safe Talk. This abbreviated training focuses on raising awareness and providing participants with the tools they need to identify and assist individuals who may be contemplating suicide, and then connect them with the relevant resources and support. Recently, I had the privilege of leading a Safe Talk training session for Marquette Transportation at the Center for Maritime Education in Paducah. The overwhelmingly positive feedback from attendees underscored the importance of such initiatives within the mariner community. Considering the challenges inland mariners face, both on and off vessels, the participants unanimously agreed on the need for this type of training in today's maritime industry. As SCI chaplains, we are acutely aware of the threat posed by suicide to mariners. Often the loss of a loved one to suicide can be sudden and unexpected, with signs either overlooked or dismissed. The goal of Safe Talk is to empower individuals to identify warning signs and address potential suicide ideation head-on. It helps those concerned to step forward and facilitate difficult conversations and use the skills to make a difference. And as depression is a concerning issue among Mariners, so Safe Talk is a relevant and necessary course for those who work in our industry. If you've read this and are interested in scheduling a Safe Talk training session with your company at some point this year, please don't hesitate to reach out to the Siemens Church Institute. It's an investment in prevention and empowering our close maritime community, supporting Mariners and shoreside staff before a tragedy occurs. Raise awareness and provide your team with the tools they need to identify and assist individuals who may be contemplating suicide. Please contact SCI Chaplain David Shirk, dshirk@siemenschurch.org, 270-210-5626. CMA contacted for navigational studies for the new Brent Spence Bridge Construction Project, Center for Maritime Education, Houston, Paducah. Part of the extensive Brent Spence Bridge Corridor Project involves constructing a new companion bridge to the existing span to help manage the increase in local and through traffic over the Ohio River between Cincinnati, Ohio, and Covington, Kentucky, along the I-71-75 corridor. Prior to the construction of this bridge, however, expert mariners will convene to utilize state-of-the-art simulators at SCI's Center for Maritime Education, as we have been contacted to aid in the navigational study, assessing the placement of piles and footings for the proposed bridge. The Ohio River serves as a crucial transportation artery for U.S. industry, with an estimated 184 million tons of cargo shipped along it annually. Towboats maneuvering over 122,000 barges yearly, each carrying around 1,500 tons, highlight the significant traffic on the river. It is critical that the new bridge's placement does not impede the safe transit of cargo and vessels through the section of the river. We eagerly anticipate contributing to this project, remarked CME Director Captain Stephen Polk. Whenever a decision is made to build structures near or within waterways, there's a potential impact on navigation and other conditions that could affect the transit of boats and barges. So we work with engineering agencies and builders to ensure that the placement of structures is conducive to safe maritime operations. The corridor project is extensive, commencing construction this year and slated for completion in 2029. From the SCI Archives, on this World Puppetry Day, we look at the dark side of puppetry, looking like a scene from The Godfather 2. With marionettes lining the upstage wall, this Sicilian puppet theater, operated in 1899 by Charles Povedente, stood on the Brooklyn waterfront at what was then 101 Union Street. Newspaper accounts describe the theater audience as tightly packed, and there are reports of crimes in and around the theater, including the crime of performing a marionette sketch. SCI cited the theater as a dangerous place for seafarers. Until recently, the site was a vacant lot beside a high-end motorcycle shop and tattoo parlor. Check out the print version for a picture. More SCI history? Check out SCI's online archives. SCI's corporate sponsors, sustaining sponsors, American Commercial Barge Line, Ingram Barge Company, Trinity Church, Wall Street. Supporting sponsors, American Bureau of Shipping, Kirby Corporation, McAllister Towing and Transportation Company, Incorporated, Mediterranean Shipping Company, Moran Towing Corporation, Tote Group. In-kind sponsor, Seward & Kissel, LLP. The Siemens Church Institute. Engage in the conversation. If you receive this newsletter as a forwarded email from a friend or colleague, or are listening to the audio version thereof, and would like a complimentary subscription to our print magazines, please contact the Siemens Church Institute at 212-349-9090. The Siemens Church Institute, 50 Broadway, 26th floor, New York, New York, 10004. This has been a recording of the Masthead for March 2024, brought to you by the Seamus Church Institute, all rights reserved. My name is Don Sheets. Thank you. See you in April.